Most prom queens are teenagers, but at a unique prom held last week in Anchorage, the crowned royalty were middle-aged. That's because these women are convicted criminals. The prom was a chance for them to experience a piece of youth they missed. It was also a way to celebrate a new life after many years behind bars. APRN's Joshua Tucker has the story.
Here come the prom, ladies! Here it come, here it come!
The prom is a celebration for three women who are completing their probation and parole. One has survived methamphetamine addiction. All have struggled for years in and out of prison. But tonight, all of that is in the past. Heather Williams is all smiles as she poses for her prom queen picture with her date.
We're the three that are left. I actually am the first woman in New Life. I was the first woman that New Life brought into their program. Then I brought in my sister. Christina came in afterwards, and from there, we've had anywhere from 15 to 30 women come through New Life, and we're the ones that have actually made it through and transitioned forward. Look, baby. I did. I got the crown.
New Life Development is a program helping ex-offenders to re-enter the community. They are having a ball to mark moving out of the transitional housing facility and into their own apartments. During speeches celebrating the women's growth and transformation, prom queen Darlene Fortenberry is flushed with excitement for the recognition from her mentors at New Life Development.
They gave me the confidence that I needed to be a good person and to raise myself to where I knew I could be. And they saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, and that just makes it even more special because they have a special place in my heart and they always will. They're like my family.
Christina Hare is the third prom queen. She spent 8 months planning the event with Fortenberry and Williams.
Well, we kind of just stuck to what felt right for us as you know, in regards to like decorations and what we wanted it to look like and what we wanted it to feel like for us, because none of us got to go to our prom. So that's, we just kind of stuck together and it worked out well. I mean, it's beautiful in there, and it's, yeah, we like it.
At the prom, fedoras are bouncing on the dance floor, while other people relax at tables crisscrossed with rose petals. Eddie Barr is sitting in the corner.
New Life, it's a choice. You have a choice to stay there or not, if you want to be there. I choose to stay for me to change, in order for me to change my lifestyle. I used to be homeless. Now I get to experience a better life for me, like going to these, you know, like prom, for instance, like right here. It's nice, everything's nice looking. You know, I get to dress nice. I feel better. I feel better about myself.
In July of 2009, Barr, an Inupiaq who grew up in Kotzebue, was assaulted on the streets of Anchorage by two young people. The hate crimes incident became infamous when his assailants posted a video of the attack on YouTube. Both are now in prison. But now Barr has invited the man who attacked him, Robert Gum, to join him living at New Life Development when he is released from prison.
I would do all I can to help him learn to change, to help him.
Gum has filed an application from prison to live at the center when he is released. Talking with ex-offenders returning to society reveals a picture of adults struggling through teenage rites of passage for a second time, looking for employment, working to get their driver's licenses back, and even going to prom helps them rejoin the community. For APRN, this is Joshua Tucker.